Tefillah for Life, Shir 299, Thursday, Parshas Re'eh. We are explaining the most important part in Kaddish, and that is Yehi Shmei Rabba, which we should be saying Be'ezer Hashem with our whole focus, with our whole concentration. So let's recap what we are holding in Kaddish right now. We are discussing that we are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Geula. We ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be great. We ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus should reign supreme. And we said, in your days and in the days of Klal Yisrael. And then we answer Amen. And that Amen is a tefillah, so to speak, that we are requesting and we are asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should fulfill what the person that said Kaddish requested. That we should be zeichet to experience the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. So the first word, Amen, is focused on the first part in Kaddish. And after that Amen, we make another statement. And that's the statement that we are focusing on now. And we say like this, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mivarach. The Rabbeinu Shalolam's great name should be benched, should be blessed. Which basically means that everybody should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great name. That's what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is blessed. When everybody sees it and everybody recognizes it and everybody understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the world. So after we daven that the Rabbeinu Shalom's name should be great, we say a special tefillah. The Rabbeinu Shalom's great name should be benched, should be mivarach. Everybody should recognize it. Le'olam u'le'ol me'ol maya. Forever and for all eternity. And the Mefarshim explain the reason why we say le'olam u'le'ol me'ol maya is that we are referring to Olam Hazeh, Yemos HaMashiach, and Olam Haba. So basically, this is the powerful tefillah that we are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reveal your name and reveal it in a way that everybody should be focused on Hashem. In this world and in all future worlds. And that's why this tefillah has to be said b'chol kaychei. Because if you're making this statement and you're focusing on something else, you are basically doing the opposite of what you are asking from Hashem. You are asking that the Rabbeinu Shalom's name should be revealed in every corner of this universe. And in your own life, you don't allow the Rabbeinu Shalom to permeate. You have your mind busy with this and busy with that. You're not focused on the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So that's why it's so important for a person to be completely focused when he makes this statement. And when we are completely focused, we bring Kvod Shamayim into the world. And hence, we are Mevatel Ul Gzeiros Rois. We bring Kapara. All this comes from this statement. Because when we daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be clear in the world, we are zeicha that the Rabbeinu Shalom's name manifests in a certain sense in the world. And that brings with it kapara and yeshuas and refuas for us and for all of Klal Yisrael.